Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to, it's season one, I'm not sure what episode this is, no clue whatsoever right now, but just welcome to the show anyway. In this, today's episode, I'm going to be discussing about something that I see a lot of nowadays in business, nutrition, fitness, and people just wanting to generically lose weight and build muscle and just work harder. I've obviously been in the realm of social media, and you see this a lot on social media too. So, I mean, hopefully what I say today resonates with you, and I hope you do take some action away from this and some value. So, yeah, let's get into it. So, what do I mean by no one's coming to save you? That's what I've called the podcast. Well, that's what I plan to call the podcast. And what I mean is, no one's coming to save you from whatever problem you're having, or, you know, if you're stuck, or, you know, if you don't reach out, no one's coming to fucking get you, because no one cares. Like, whether this applies to business or nutrition or fitness, whatever. Like, I know people who literally expect everyone to do work for them in terms of business, and, you know, it goes without saying, no one gives a fuck about, you know, if you can't help yourself, no one's going to help you. No one's going to reach out and help you. And you're going to stay stuck. Same goes for, you know, fat loss and weight loss and stuff. Because I know most people listening to this right now, you know, most of my listeners are into like fat loss clients or fat loss, you know, population. If you don't reach out for help, and if you decline that help as well, and if you're stuck in your ways, no one's coming to fucking save you. Like, you know, get off your arse, get the help, get the advice, and not only that, apply it. Like, no one ever got to where they needed to be in life just by sitting on their arse and hoping for the best. And, you know, no one relies on that luck. Like, you know, I didn't grow my business from, you know, working just about 2 hours a week PT to over 30 hours a week. Like, I didn't sit on my arse and ask, like, others to do it for me. I didn't ask the gym to do it for me, because, you know, other PTs in the industry would just rely on the gym to get them leads and clients. Whereas, if you want to be successful in that realm, you've got to get off your arse and you've got to go for it, because no one's coming to save you. Okay, no one's coming to save you. It's the same with your fitness goals. Now, when I was, I think it was when I was like 13, 14, I was really, really, really unhealthy and overweight. Like, I was nearly 20 stone. And it is nice thinking back. And, you know, growing up, I was like, oh, I'm big boned, or, you know, it's just, I'll never be able to lose weight. But it comes a certain time where it just clicks, and you get off your arse and you fucking hustle and you work hard for it, and then the results show. Like, the moment my mind clicked, like, again, there's a moment of trial and error over a few months, but as soon as my mind clicked, that's, you know, I was unstoppable then. Like, I knew what I needed to do, I know how I needed to do it, I just gone with it, and I fucking done it. You know, it took me a long time, but I lost 6 stone. But I kept consistent with it, and I fucking done it day in, day out. I didn't make the excuse of, oh, I can't go out, or, you know, what if I need to do this, or, you know, what if. You know, you'd rather say, oh, well, than what if. Do you know what I mean? So, I didn't ask anyone for help, and I didn't sit on my arse feeling sorry for myself, and, you know, I just fucking done it. And obviously down the line, when the attitude does change, the habits change, it gets a lot easier. And a lot of people don't realize this, but it does get easier as you go. It does get easier because your habits start forming, and it just becomes second nature. Like people listening now probably are, again, some might be like fitness professionals or PTs, and some might be clients. Like, they'll know firsthand when they do something over and over and over again, it becomes habitual. It becomes easy. It's like it's second nature. It's autonomic sometimes, or autonomous. Making words up there. It's autonomous. So, what we need to focus on right now is One, the attitude of I need to get off my ass and I need to literally create long-term habits in order for future me to reap the benefit, to reap the rewards. And another thing is people often get put off by how long it takes. And this is what stresses me the fuck out, because you spend most of your life eating shit, sitting on your ass. You know, if it was me, in my case, I was sitting on my ass, eating shit, playing Xbox with the boys, and not giving a care about your health. You're neglecting your body for that many years. It will not take a few days or a few months to fix that. You've got to realize this. And people get put off, amazingly put off, by how much time it takes. Like, it's better to, you know, it's like the old Chinese proverb saying, you know, the first best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. You know, again, not that it takes 20 years, but you get what I mean. The second best time to get this shit done is now. Is start now. Because, you know, a year down the line, 2 years down the line, you're going to be totally different in the way you think, in the way you feel, and the way you act as well. And that goes for, you know, anything, nutrition, your business, your social circle, like who you hang around with as well. And it all falls down under the umbrella of no one's coming to fucking save you. And I'll always say this, I'll always remind you, because, you know, no one is. You might be, you know, you might be blaming him or her or whichever, like, you know, your location where you live. You might be blaming everything on that, and the more people you blame and the more things you blame, it's emphasizing how much blame you put on yourself, because it's no one else's fault that you're overweight, it's no one else's fault that you're out of shape, it's no one else's fault that you can't grow your business, it's you. It's literally the habits you form, and you know, if you are genuinely struggling and you want to change and you want to seek that help, then help is everywhere. Help is there. Like I'm not even going to plug myself here. Like, there's coaches, there's nutritionists, there's fit pros everywhere right now. And if you're genuinely struggling and if you want to make that change, there are people who can help you do that. And I'm also going to say to you as well, don't be afraid to ask for help, because if you genuinely are struggling, like, it sounds quite contradictory now, but if you genuinely are struggling and, you know, you want to make that change and you take action and you just want that extra support, then it is there. You know, it is there. And until you reach out and get that, you're not gonna notice that change. Like, fuck me. I've experienced growth in my mindset, my nutrition, my training, ever since I networked with people. So ever since I, you know, sprung off other people for ideas, because I've got off my ass, I've swallowed my ego, and I've invested in myself. Like, that's just, that for me is, it's a concoction for growth. It's a concoction for, you know, being successful, networking with people, getting different ideas, different sparks, and that, in essence, you surround yourself with people who fucking push it. Like, you know, you'd average the five people you spend your most time with. And when I was younger, I spent my most time, obviously, with my friends, on Xbox, eating chippies, and I was around it all the time. So did I want to change? Fuck no. But it got to a point where I needed to get off my ass and I needed to fix that. So it did. And you might be listening to this now with, again, an aspect in your life where you need to improve. It might be you need to improve in your running. It might be you need to improve in your, you know, your PBs in the weight room, your bench, your squat, I don't know, whichever one applies to you. You might want to improve in one aspect of your life, and you're not doing nothing if you're not doing nothing to change it, then it's going to stay that way. But if you get that help, if you get off your ass, and if you literally do everything possible I guarantee you, you'll see a fucking big change in that. Okay, so I just want to make sure it, you know, it sinks in, because I see it. I still see it every day on Instagram. I still see it with coaches. I still see it with, you know, potential clients that the yo-yo dieting, or you know, just the stalk. But you know, when you reach out, they're quite ignorant. They're quite defensive. You know, they think it's just them. It thinks it's the genetics, or they think it's, you know, they've tried everything, sort of thing. And it's these people who think they know everything, who really reflect ignorance, and that's, you know, it, that does reflect their progress they can make. Because I've been a PT for 4 or 5 years, and I've heard countless times people say, I know what to eat, I know how to diet, but it just doesn't work. And I'm like, what? I'm like, so you're telling me that you know how to diet, you know how to eat, quote unquote, healthy, but you're not losing weight? Do you not think that you should expand your thought process around that and be open to learn more things? And don't ever say you know how to do this, because you can always learn something. Like, I never fucking stop learning. I never stop learning, even about nutrition, even about training, lifting weights, you know, behavior changes, business, how to grow your business. I never stop learning about that. And I think people need to adopt that thought process of be always open to learn. You know, every day is a school day. So I think if we focus on doing this, ladies and gents, then we will get a little bit of more of a kick up the arse that we need. You know, if we get off our arse and if we seek that help and advice, then you'll see your progress go that just a little bit more, okay? So, little short and sharp episode. I'm sorry if I sound like a rant, or I'm sorry if that sounded quite savage, but I need to get through to these people who want to change, but just don't get off their arse. I need to get through to them people, and I need them to take action, because without action, it's just literally, you remain dormant, and your goals will just never be there, okay? So, from me, ladies and gents, I hope you enjoy this little short and sharp episode of season one. So yeah, guys, as well, if you did make it this far, listen, it would mean a lot to me if you share this podcast, or if you rate the 5 stars on iTunes. Any of the above does help get out to more people. And don't forget, I do this for free. Like, I do this for free. So it doesn't cost you anything. And you know, it would mean a lot to me if you just rate it or share it on your story, give me a tag, and I'll repost it on my story too. So, ladies and gents, thank you so much for listening. Have an awesome, awesome day. Big love. See you soon.